It's smack in the middle of summer, and the temperatures are rising. The sun is out in the late afternoon, and it's hot outside. It's even hotter inside the attic. But how hot is too hot inside the attic if the ventilation system is working? Hi there. Welcome back to another episode of our podcast, Airing It Out with AirVent. My name is Paul Shelsey. I host AirVent's Attic Ventilation Ask the Expert seminars offered every winter to residential roofing professionals all across North America since 1998. If it's 80 degrees outside, what's a reasonable temperature inside the attic if it has proper attic ventilation, a balanced amount of intake vents and exhaust vents? What if it's 100 degrees outside? What should the attic temperature be then? This is a common question handled by our customer service hotline team at 1-800-AIRVENT. I'm asked the question a lot during the Q&A session of our seminars. Folks want to know, what's a reasonable attic temperature based on the outside temperature if the attic ventilation is doing its job? To help us discuss this, let's welcome to the podcast Chris Arrington, Vice President, Arrington Roofing in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Chris.
Thanks, Paul. I love being on so people can hear me because I like to talk.
I love talking about
attic ventilation. We go out with some friends, and I have another couple that the husband's an engineer, and Our wives just, they're like, oh my gosh, we're talking about attic ventilation or structural failure or something. It's horrible, but it's fun for us.
It is fun for us. And Chris, I know you love talking about, I've known Chris for quite some time now. Chris, he's an active participant in AirVent's ongoing request for case studies from the field. He's very active sharing information, and I've talked to him a number of times. I know he likes to talk about this, and I'm glad to have you on the podcast. He's helped us write articles for the industry. Thank you for that. You've helped us with some case studies over the years, and I'm really excited to have you today. Thank you again, Chris, for your time this morning.
Yeah, and Paul, you know, I got to let everybody know, I bring everybody on my staff that has anything to do with the roof, whether they're a salesman or a technician. But I also have my admin staff go that answer the phones, and I've heard them on the phones before. I tell them, don't get too much into it when a client calls. But, you know, they'll explain stuff, and they understand. And just for their own personal use.
Yes.
In their house. Yep. Everybody lives in a house.
Right.
So, you know, they know what's good about their attic ventilation. And now we've been so many times, some of them just like to go to win your prizes. Now we know all the answers.
Yes, yes. For our listeners, we sometimes have random giveaways at our seminars, and we ask pop questions, and we give you little participation giveaways. Chris, thank you. I've heard from other attendees over the years that they bring their administrative staff, and it helps the company, helps everybody if you have a certain baseline level of information about ventilation.
You know, and Paul, I do have a bunch of stories today, but let me just, right off the bat here, I want people to understand, in the construction industry, I hate to say it, but attic ventilation is somewhat of a black hole. It is overlooked so many, and here's why. Mm-hmm. The roofer puts on the exhaust.
Yes.
The carpenter puts on, this is new construction.
Yes.
Puts on the intake.
Yes.
They really don't, you know, if you don't have a great contractor that understands it, they don't match. Mm-hmm. You know, we've in new construction, I mean, now today we've seen it done wrong just because the coordination is not there
between
really,
the disciplines.
As far as
yes,
the inspection goes, I mean, I've quizzed some guys and they're like, well, they've got soffits and they've got a turbine, and I go, well, did you calculate anything? Did anybody do any mental exercise to get there? And there's just a blank look.
Right, right. We ought to have you back, Chris, for another episode to talk about new construction and the coordination of the disciplines, please.
Yes.
I'm going to make a note about that. I love it. So, Chris, topic at hand, attic temperature. In our research in the summer, in our research and testing, we found that a properly balanced attic ventilation system can keep the attic temperature within 10 to 15 degrees of the outside temperature. That's a rule of thumb during the warmer months of the year. Within 20 degrees of the outside temperature would be the max. If it's above that temperature range inside the attic, we'd want to investigate what might be the reason. Now, we've been able to confirm this temperature range with thermal imaging before and after case studies. Chris, is this attic temperature range what you're seeing in the field during the warmer months?
No.
What do you see?
In Texas, it really gets hot.
Yes.
And actually, Paul, you give us, you know, per code what's required.
Yes.
For attic ventilation. But after reading, and I think we've talked about this before, after reading white papers and engineering studies, they'll tell you you need twice that in Texas. Because when they write code, they write it for very, I used to be an architect, so they write it for great regions. Well, Texas, especially North Texas, well, all of Texas, it's really hot.
Right.
So when we do our calculations, my guys, our formula is twice what code requires, because it's really what's needed to get the temperature down where it needs to be.
Yes. And Chris, you've touched upon building code. Thank you for that. And we have the building code on our website, airvent.com. Building code will give you a baseline minimum, and then they'll give you the optimum. And it sounds like, and I'm in agreement with this, you're doing the optimum, and that is what's needed to get the attic temperature at a manageable range. Thank you for sharing that, Chris. Chris, it's been my experience, and I'm curious to hear what you think about this. Sometimes the homeowner's expectations about the attic temperature are a bit unrealistic. And what I mean by this, we'll field phone calls. People call the hotline. We'll field phone calls from homeowners complaining the attic is too hot. Air vent, it's way too hot in my attic. But when we probe, Chris, a little deeper with this complaining homeowner, we confirm that the attic temperature is, let's say, 110 degrees. That's certainly hot. But it's 100 outside that day. It's 100, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, that's a 10-degree swing. That's actually within range. My point, Chris, is that the attic is going to be hot in the summer. It's going to be hot. It's not going to be a picnic up there. But we want to keep it from being excessively hot, out of the range, and putting an unnecessary burden on the air conditioner. You have thoughts about that, Chris, please?
I'm going to give you two stories.
Please.
So, you know, real life, here's what happened in the real world. We're re-roofing a guy's house, and we just get to talking, and he says, well, yeah, I've got to replace the air conditioner in the upstairs. He had a one-story, then that two-story part kind of over a garage area. He said, yeah, it just doesn't, we can never get it cool.
Okay.
And I looked up there, and I go, oh, my gosh. And this is before we started the job. He had none. Had no intake, no exhaust on a second floor attic.
I said,
okay, stop. Don't put a new air conditioning system in. We're going to do the roof, and we'll put attic ventilation on there. Just hold off. Let's see if that doesn't work. Promise you, you know, after we get through with the job, you know, 2 or 3 weeks later, he calls and he goes, man, he forgot. But he goes, what did you do? I put in some soffit vents and a power vent, you know, because he had a hip roof.
Yes.
And he goes, it's fine. I go, good.
Yeah. So
I should have said, so pay me the $15,000 for your air conditioning guy.
Save on the air conditioner, right.
So, and he lives in my neighborhood, so it, you know, that was awesome. Sometimes the architecture makes it really hard, but there's a way. You guys have enough products And that's just kind of the crux of attic ventilation. Do the calculations, but then you've got to know what products to use and where to use them and go in the attic. I mean, gosh, I've had more guys say, well, here's what we're going to do. I go, "Was there, are there one attics or two or three? I don't know.
Take a look, right? Yeah. Hey, Chris, I like that you mentioned something that we're passionate about at AirVent. Assess the design, the shape, the geometry of the roof. Do the calculations and then pick the vents, whether they're air vents or not, air brand. There's a lot of brands out there, but pick the right type of vent for the shape of the roof. Yeah. It's great, Chris.
You know, and what I like about your seminars is that, I mean, you go over a lot of data, but it really is very simple. I mean, you'll always say this: intake, exhaust, and balance. The hard part is when you get in the field, just how to do, where do the parts go, and to put some thought into keeping it simple. When it gets complicated, it's usually bad.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome, Chris. Chris, when we get comments that the attic is too hot, the first thing we recommend homeowners check, is there enough overall attic ventilation? You've just given us a story where they were the homeowner was considering replacing the attic, the air conditioning system. Well, wait, hold off on that. He didn't even have any. So in that case, that was extreme. He had no ventilation. Sometimes there is some ventilation. So we recommend make sure there's enough attic ventilation. And you've already confirmed that for us. So thank you, Chris. The next thing, Chris, we ask homeowners to be mindful of after you've gotten past, is there enough attic ventilation? Make sure the intake vents that are there are clear and free. Is there anything blocking the flow of air through the intake vents? Dirty intake vents, painted over intake vents, the insulation inside the attic maybe blocking the intake vents. Chris, based on incoming customer service hotline phone calls, we know that intake-related issues are the number one driver of callbacks as it pertains to attic ventilation. So there's a good chance this hot attic is in part because intake troubles. Do you see that, Chris, in the field? In the role that intake specifically is playing?
You know, you mentioned, yes, but you mentioned a few. You know what I see more of?
What do you see?
There's a soffit vent. We unscrew it, and the guys had no idea why they were putting it up because there's no hole.
Oh, man.
I mean, somebody tell them put the soffit up and then put these vents on, and they put the vent on.
There's no hole?
There's no hole. They just put the vent on. Paul, I'm telling you, I see it. Or I'll see they take a drill with a 2-inch bit on it, and they drill a hole, and that's their hole, and that's it. But let me tell you, I got to tell you two weird ones, because that's what people always remember. Okay, so I'm on this house. We put the roof on. We put a great attic ventilation system on. And then this air conditioning friend I've mentioned before, is that guy we do a lot of work for. He calls us. And he calls because we got the lead from him. So he put a new air conditioning system in. We put a new roof on. Then the client calls back and goes, it's raining in my house all the time. I mean, it's not even raining and I've got leaks. I'm going, well, that's not the roof. So I go over there. Paul, a guy had come in and put radiant barrier in the attic. Okay, we're through, air conditioning's through, roof's through. He puts radiant barrier in the attic all the way down to the edge, all the way to the top. I mean, Paul, he builds a spaceship inside the attic. It's a dome that has got no airflow anywhere, and he's got this air conditioning system working inside of it. Paul, I pull down the attic stairs. And I mean, a cold drip drips on me. I look up. I mean, it's like you're in an aquarium.
Yes.
Just there's droplets everywhere.
That's unbelievable. And you wow. just
think, I mean, because I thought, no, this job was perfect. So what we did, we went around the edge of the radiant barrier just below, just above the insulation.
Yes.
We cut it back all around the perimeter of the house.
Okay.
Let the air come in.
Yep.
And then where we had our ridge vent, we just cut the opening in there.
Sure.
So, you know, it was open. Voila. It stopped. But
that, no more rain. No more rain.
Oh, my gosh. That was so weird. And then, like, recently, this was about 2 or 3 months ago, huge house. I mean, this was going to be a – Paul, I've never done a $10,000 residential attic ventilation system. This house was $10,000.
But it just was for the vents.
Just for the vents. But it was it's huge and it had some problems. But then I had to change it up because I went in the attic and looking around. For some reason, you know, the foam insulation now so popular.
Yeah.
They had foamed. So what it was an older house, so I guess they had some, you know, air conditioning problems. But they had foamed the gap between the soffit vent and the attic everywhere. So it wasn't the blown in insulation.
That yes. was,
but I'm just like, I can't even move that. So we're doing edge vent everywhere.
Top intake, sure.
Yeah, because Man. We can't, I mean, it wasn't like, okay, you know, there's some fluffy insulation that we can move back and bring some air in the soffits. There's no way you're going to cut out all that foam.
No.
Isn't that wild?
That is wild. Chris, I like both those stories. I want to circle back to the radiant barrier for our listeners in case they're not familiar. Radiant barrier, the goal of radiant barrier is to minimize the heat transfer into the living space from the roof, and that's fine, but it doesn't replace the need for airflow in the attic, and your team found that out and addressed it. Thank you, Chris. Chris, I like your stories. Thank you. Keep them coming. Chris, I want to talk about, please, what the homeowner should not do in response to a hot attic, what they believe to be an excessively hot attic. And that is, you don't want to add a power fan, a roof mount power fan, for example, in an attempt to give a boost to whatever attic exhaust vents are already in place. I'm talking ridge vents might be there, or they might have wind turbines. There might be box vents. Whatever is already there, please don't add a power fan. The thinking behind this so-called fix is the fan will assist the existing exhaust vents to remove the heat. But the reality is it causes less efficient airflow in the attic. The technical term for this is short-circuiting. When you mix two different types of attic exhaust vents on the same roof above a common shared attic space, it short-circuits the airflow. It causes the air to flow primarily between the distance of the two types of exhaust vents because air follows the path of least resistance. You actually reduce the airflow's coverage area inside the attic. It's venting a smaller area, leaving chunks of the attic space inefficiently vented. We witnessed this in our before and after thermal imaging case study that I teased earlier in our podcast when we've done some thermal imaging case studies. It was a Texas house in which a power fan was added to the existing ridge vent. We caught on camera via thermal imaging the circulation of the air between the fan's location and the ridge vent's location. And while it was cooler in the immediate area, it did not help the remainder of the attic. It did not. If our listeners want to review that thermal imaging case study, by the way, that third-party test report is on our website. Another downside, briefly, to mixing exhaust vents is it can cause one of the attic exhaust vent types to ingest air, and that means it could ingest weather along with the air. We actually covered this topic thoroughly in a separate episode of our podcast, if listeners are curious. Chris, do you have an example, by chance, from the field you could share with our listeners? I don't want to put words in your mouth. I'll just let you give us an example you might have.
No, I got a perfect one. So
thank you.
We don't just do roof replacement. We do roof repairs.
Okay.
We do a lot of repairs. So we had a leak call, and you know, my technicians call me back and they go, man, Chris, we can't find it. I just can't find it. So everyone couldn't find the leak. Could not find it. There was just, so I go, well, and they're good. I mean, they're good. They're better than me a lot of times at finding stuff. But so I go, well, it was a good client that we'd work for, and they're close by. So I just waited till it was raining one day. So I went over there. I'm like, okay. I mean, it was a summer day, but we get some rain in summertime. And so I went by there, and I'm up in the attic over where the leak was, and it's raining. And you don't get to see this very often. So it was kind of right where there was a wind turbine. Well, I'm up there, and the power vent, I look over here, and a power vent comes on while I'm there. And this is pretty spectacular, because we're only about 10 feet away.
Sure.
So the power vent comes on. I'm like, oh, wow, we shouldn't have that. And Paul, it wasn't a windy day. It was a rainy day, so there wasn't any wind. I mean, a few seconds after that power vent came on, this little mist is just coming in the turbine.
Yes.
And it's just dripping. I mean, so you get, people think, I guess, when it's raining, it's not going to be that hot. It was still hot here. And that turbine, that power vent comes on. And I saw it. And, you know, you've talked about it. And I've thought, okay, I can see how that would happen. But I've seen it. I mean,
you witnessed it.
People don't think, you know, when rain hits the roof, it bounces back up. You know, there's a splash. So it's kind of just kind of in the air there. And it gets that little bit of wind and it just sucks it right in the turbine. And it wasn't a lot of rain coming in, but, you know, for a good amount of time.
Sure.
There was a stain on her ceiling. And she's thinking,
right,
how'd it get there? And we couldn't. There was no, the roof was perfect.
There was no real leak. Right. But right. No,
it was manufactured by putting too many. And Paul, I got plenty of stories about people who've got a ridge vent, a turbine, and a power vent, and box vents.
You go, I know.
maybe just all the vent pieces got together for a family reunion.
On one roof. Yeah. But Chris, that story is perfect. That illustrates, what you're trying to avoid. And you're not really helping. You're not helping the turbine by adding the fan. Stick with one or the other. And in that case, that was the weather infiltration. Thank you, Chris. Chris, so far we've talked about checking to make sure the overall amount of attic ventilation is correct. Does the attic have enough? We've talked about checking the intake vents. And just because they're there by eyesight doesn't mean they're actually functioning. Is there even a hole? And we talked about just now, thanks again for your story, don't add a second type of exhaust thinking you're going to help the first type. Don't mix. Can you think of anything else, Chris, to help keep the attic temperature within the 10 to 20 degree range of what it is outside? Is there anything else that comes to mind that would help a homeowner who's listening? They've got good ventilation, and we're trying to keep that attic reasonable, manageable.
I'm just going to, and this is going to be a weird one, you're going to say, no, because it's really, really simple. And I'm going to try to explain this simply.
Please.
Just from an architect's perspective on the whole of a building, the attic ventilation system is how the house breathes. So if we don't breathe, we die. Okay. So with attic ventilation, it's with keeping your house healthy. Okay. Mm-hmm. A healthy temperature, comfortable for the people living in it. For most houses with attics, one, it's attic ventilation. Two, it's insulation.
Yes.
Three, if you want to, can be a radiant barrier. But I'm going to back up. Okay. So that's really it.
Those three.
Simple. But to kind of dive into attic insulation, the way attic insulation works is it slows down heat transfer. It doesn't stop it, but they rate insulation based on a precise temperature differential. I'm not, and different tests use different temperatures. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's just say it's about 20 degrees.
Okay.
Temperature differential. Well, when it's 50 or 60 degrees temperature differential from the attic to the interior space, you're, this, people understand R30, R45, you know, R30 means it takes 30 minutes for 1 degree of heat to transfer through that insulation. Well, if you raise the temperature in your attic, now your R30 may only be an R15. Mm-hmm. That heat's coming through faster. So that's why I tell people, do the attic ventilation first, because it drives the ability of the insulation to work.
To do its job, yes.
Yeah. I like buildings, and I like for them to work properly. And it, even for commercial buildings, there's ventilation that's very, very important. It gets really complex sometimes in commercial. But on residential, where we see, do most of our attic ventilation.
Yes.
Like I said, if anybody would just remember this, that is how your house breathes.
Yes.
If it's not breathing properly, it's not healthy.
Keep it healthy. I like it, Chris. Yeah. Chris, man, you've been very interesting to talk to this morning. I appreciate this. Yeah, we're winding down. Do you have anything else, Chris, specific to either attic temperature or anything in general you want to share with the listener?
One last thing. Here's kind of the opposite. I get people that say, okay, Chris, if we do this attic ventilation right, then it's going to be colder in the attic in the wintertime.
Oh, thank you.
I go, okay, yes, it probably will. But in Texas, okay, you got to remember where we are.
Right.
In Texas, we have, you know, winter is usually like on a Tuesday sometime, maybe in January.
February, we had a week, right?
That's right. Right. So let's major on the major and minor on the minor. But here's what you get. When we do the attic ventilation properly, it may be a little bit cooler in the attic in the winter, but it's going to be drier. And that's where their eyes light up and they go, what do you mean drier? I go, well, in the wintertime, it's not about getting the heat out. It's beginning to get the moisture out. And they go, like, what? Now I'm throwing them a real curveball. They
sure.
go, you're supposed to keep the moisture out with the roof. I go, well, okay. There's moisture in the house, you know, with sweat and
yes,
cooking.
Breathing and cooking, yeah.
A whole yeah. bunch of stuff. So, well, you don't want to keep that in there because of mold and, you know, you get in a little cold spot and it starts to develop. So, gosh, we could get into a whole bunch
of
stuff.
Good.
I know you weren't going to go there, but that is a big one. I get that a lot of times. It's going to be colder in the wintertime, but yeah, but that's not what you're worried about. You're worried about moisture.
Correct. And just for the benefit of listeners up north who might be listening, it's not a problem. Don't be overly concerned that about the attic being colder in the winter. You have to deal with snow and ice on a regular basis. You don't want the attic temperature to be drastically different than what it is outside so that snow can melt more uniformly. That's a topic for the future, but I thought I'd just mention that. Hey,
yeah,
Chris.
And I hate because I know this goes out everywhere. So to all our northern climate friends,
yes,
sorry, this was really, my stories are about hot weather.
Yes.
So, but I could talk about it. I mean, you go to cold weather, it is a totally, it's a different, it's kind of the same, but you got different whys.
Yes. Yes. That's a good way of saying it. Different reasons, different whys. This is great, Chris. Hey, Chris, I want to thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate that you're sharing your knowledge and experience with us on behalf of AirVent, the industry, and homeowners. Thank you, Chris.
Glad to be here.
Thank you, Chris. In the warmer months of the year, the attic will be hot. Proper attic ventilation can help reduce the heat buildup and keep the temperature within 10 to 20 degrees of the outside temps. Well, that wraps up this episode. Please leave a review on iTunes if you'd like, and be sure to let us know if there's a topic you'd like us to cover in future episodes. Maybe you'd like to be a guest one day like Chris was a guest. Drop us a note on the podcast page of our website, airvent.com. And please come back for more Airing It Out with AirVent. I'm Paul Shelsey. Thanks for listening.